Hey, welcome to the podcast of C3 Los Angeles. I'm Jake Sweetman, and together with my wife, Nicole, we lead this church. We're glad you're here, and we pray that wherever you're tuning in from, that you are encouraged and strengthened by this word. Here's today's message.
There are three questions here, very simple. What do you believe God wants to do through you this year? What breakthrough or miracle do you want to seek God for this year? And who can you commit to sharing your faith in Jesus with this year? As we go through this message today, I want you to fill this card out. And at the end of the message, we're going to create some time here at in this service for our pastoral and our leaders to pray over your dreams and anoint them with oil, a symbolic gesture of partnering with God in 2024. Amen? Awesome. Okay, so the title of my message today, and I hope you're writing this down, is this: which direction are you heading? Which direction are you heading? The key scripture for today is in Proverbs, and it's Proverbs 16:9, and it says, in their hearts, humans plan their course. In their hearts, humans plan their course. But the Lord establishes their steps. In their hearts, humans plan their course. Think about that for a moment. We as people, we are designed as planners. We're designed as dreamers. We're designed as people who set goals. Have I got any type A people out there? God bless. Laura Jones, your hand better go up. We are designed that way. But the reality is what this scripture teaches us is that we can plan all we want, but at the end of the day, when that foot lands, it has been established by our King. It has been established by our God. And so what we have to realize as we step into this year, all the planning, all the goals, all that stuff, that's great. But if you don't involve God in it, you're not establishing much of anything in 2024. And so what I want to do this year is I want to help you make sure that as you fill this card out, we are in partnership with God. Because I believe that although we are amazing planners and it's part of the fabric of who we are, that if we really want to experience the cross between our plans and the divine, then we have to make sure that they are consecrated and sacrificed to God. Amen? So as we step into this, I want you to envision your plans not merely as human desires, but as potential avenues for divine intervention. I think there's something beautiful about the synergy of our hearts and God's guidance. When we partner with Him, there's a dance between our ambition and God's purpose for our lives. And I'm believing that as we do that dance today, that we are going to discover He has incredible things in store for us. Okay, so the first question, what does God want to do through me this year? What do you believe God wants to do through you this year? My first point is this: we need to be aligning our plans with God's purpose. Okay, so before you go on any journey, what do you decide? The destination, exactly, where you're going. You have to decide where you're going before you embark on any journey. Even the grand adventurers who go out to discover, that is their destination. I am going out to discover something new. There is always a destination when you start on a journey, and it is no different this year. As we wade into 2024, we have to have a destination in mind, and we have a choice to make. It can be our destination that we believe is good for us, or it can be the destination that we know that God has established for us as both a church and individuals. So you have to realize that as we go into this, this question is so important, because what do you believe God wants to do through you this year means that you are actively saying, God, what have you designed me to do this year for your glory? What I love, who loves Jeremiah 29:11? I got it. Who's got like a cute little t-shirt or some like stationery with Jeremiah 29:11 that you got off Etsy? It says this. We all know the scripture. For I know the plans I have for you. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and to not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Okay, so God has plans filled with purpose and hope, but tapping into them requires His guidance. You know what I love about these words is that we read them and we go, oh, that's amazing. Do you know who they were written to? They were written to a people in exile, and they were written to a people who their circumstances said they'd be completely abandoned. But yet God says, I know the plans that I have for you. And what I want every single one of us to realize in this year is that no matter if we're in a place where we feel like we're in exile, in 2023, we're like, thank God that door has been closed, because that is not a place I want to go back to. Or you had an amazing 2023. It doesn't matter where you are. God knows the plans that he has for you. And those plans are for you to prosper. Those plans have hope and they have a future attached to them. But they are his plans, not our plans. And so that's why it is really important to ask ourselves, what is it, God, that you want to do through my life? We have to recognize that we are fearfully and wonderfully made as children of God, which means that you are unique. God made you unique. You have quirks. Who knows that they have quirks? You just had Christmas dinner with your family. You got quirks. We all have quirks. We're all unique. We're all different. God uses those things to bring about his purpose. God designed you to sit around and be like, man, why can't I just be more like them? God didn't want you to be more like them. God designed you to be you, because you have a purpose and you have something unique that he wants to do through your life. Why? Because you reach people that I can't reach, and you reach people that the person next to you can't reach. Why? Because God created you for a purpose, and your purpose is in his hands. So we have to make sure that as we answer this question, we are making sure that we are aligned with him. And one of the greatest ways you can make sure that you're aligned with him is through the power and the gift of prayer. This is why when we gather on every Wednesday morning for prayer, it's so important, because we're seeking God's guidance. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. If I want to know his plans, I have to talk to God. Prayer is communication. Prayer is a moment where I get to hear from heaven, I get to talk and converse with my Father, and I get to discover what his will is. When the disciples asked Jesus and they said, teach us how to pray, what did he say? Hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come, your will be done. Hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come, your will be done. Jesus said, give us our daily bread. So Jesus teaches us in prayer that we do it daily, which is a pretty good practice, and that we ask God for his kingdom to come and his will to be done. Now, if you want to understand what God wants to do through you, then just ask him what his will is what Jesus is saying. But sometimes we don't realize this, but we pray it like, your kingdom come, my will be done. My dream be established, my plan be walked out, my this, my that, my thing. And what we turn our daily prayer into is more like a checklist that we kind of go through, and we're like, oh, thank God, God was listening to me this morning. But the reality is that this year, what if when we walked into our prayer time, we said, God, what are you trying to do through me? Your kingdom come, your will be done. I've got goals, Jesus, but if it's not your will, I don't want to accomplish them. I want to accomplish what you want to do this year. And I guarantee you, as you submit your plans in prayer to God, you will discover what he wants to do through your life. The other thing that God wants to do through you is he wants to do something that is aligned with his word. He wants to do something that is found in his scriptures. So as you pray and as you hear from God, one of the things that you want to do as you're discovering, God, what do you want to do through me this year, is you want to make sure that it is aligned with what his scriptures say. And as you do this, as you pray and you align your desires with what God wants to do with you through the scriptures, you realize something subtle but something powerful is that God's plans, when we sync our plans with God's plans, there is a greater purpose attached to them. That we embrace a journey of faith. Listen to this proverb. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord. Everyone say trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understandings. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight. Trust that God has a purpose greater than your own understanding. What that means, trust requires faith. So what happens is when we ask God, what do you want to do through me this year? It always requires us to trust in his plans, to step out in faith and go, okay, God, you want me to speak to this person about you? Okay, I'm going to step out in faith. You want me to do this new business? Okay, I'm going to step out in faith. You want me to do X, Y, and Z? It always requires to trust in him. When he says something and you go, are you sure? That's trusting in him, not your own understanding, and stepping out and believing that God has something big for you. Every single one of us, God has something that he wants to do through us this year. The question is are we listening? Are we reading? Aligning our purposes with what God wants to do with us this year. So as you answered this question on your dream card, I think one of the greatest things to do is to incorporate a rhythm into your daily life. And that rhythm is that in your prayer time, your 2024 will look very different, as if every single day you were to truly say, before you made any decision, before you made any movement or step, you said, God, is this your will? And you just meditated for a moment, not a religious citation of the Lord's Prayer, but a true meditation that says, Lord, if this is your will, would you tell me yes or would you tell me no? I guarantee you your 2024 will look incredibly different when you submit your plans and do the will of God, because he has something to do through you. Amen? Awesome. The next point is this: praying for breakthrough. Okay, so the next question is, what breakthrough or miracle do you want to see God for this year? Okay, so life, I don't know if you're aware of this, it's full of challenging circumstances. It's full of tough moments. It's full of things that seem insurmountable. But as believers, we have the incredible privilege of seeking, asking, and believing for breakthrough, believing for miracles, where God intervenes in our lives and brings about a transformative change, overcomes barriers that we face. Okay, so the first thing that you have to do is you have to define what breakthrough means for you. What does breakthrough mean for you? Well, I can tell you what it means for me. It means I need God to do something that I can't do on my own. I need God to move in a way that would blow my mind. That's the kind of breakthrough that I am believing God for in 2024. I'm not looking for something small. I'm looking for something impossible. I'm not looking for something that if I just changed one behavior would come to pass. I'm looking for something that no matter what I changed wouldn't affect the outcome. It would only be able to say at the end of the day, that was God. That's the kind of breakthrough that I'm believing that God has for our church and every single person in it this year. What is it in your life right now? I don't even have to tell you. You've already thought about it as I was talking about it. There is something in your world right now where you feel helpless to change. What if that was the breakthrough that you were looking for? It could be a financial breakthrough. It could be a relational breakthrough. It could be a spiritual breakthrough. It could be a behavioral breakthrough. What is it that you feel like is the wall that you keep coming up against, an immovable object, and you are just trying to go against it? I'm believing that God is going to shatter immovable objects in our lives this year. But it takes a moment. We have to define what is breakthrough for us. We have to make sure that when we go into this year, we're not belittling God with a small ask of him. Oh, God, I just want you to do this. I just want you to pay my rent for 1 month, God. What if you said, God, I want that promotion that I've been denied of 3 times so that I double my income this year? Now, that everyone's like, what? The one rent thing was cool, but like, you got denied 3 times and you're thinking that God's going to double your promotion? I'm talking about crazy breakthrough. I want God to do something wild in my life. I don't want to limit him this year. So when we say breakthrough, we have to make sure that we define that. I love what it says in James 4. James is one of the best books in the Bible. I don't know what it is about that book. Just something about it resonates with me. James 4, 2, it says this at the end of the scripture. It says, you do not have because you do not ask. I wonder how many of us will get to heaven and we'll go, God, why didn't you give me this? And he'll go, you didn't ask for it. I want to approach God with boldness, and I want to approach him with clarity this year, and I want to be persistent in asking him to move in my life. Jesus encourages us to be persistent in prayer in Luke 18. I don't have time to read it. When we're seeking breakthrough, we approach God with boldness and persistence. Matthew 7, verses 7 says this, ask and it will be given to you. Seek, you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks, receives. And to the one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. That's like two repetitive things trying to drill into us that you've just got to go after it. And I'm believing that this year is a year where we as a community, we go after things that God has for us. We believe that God is who he says he is, that he answers prayers, that he performs miracles, that he brings breakthrough to past. We trust God. We're attentive to what he's trying to do in our lives. And you have to make sure that you align your desires, your breakthrough, with his will. This is crucial. 1 John 5:14 says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. Trust that God's will is ultimately good, even if it may differ from your initial desires or expectations. Here's why this is so important, both in our personal lives and as we gather together. Earlier, actually just at the end of last year, there was a lady in our community during our Wednesday morning prayer meetings, and she had put into the chat that she needed God to do a miracle in her life. And it was specific to finances and construction that was happening on her home because she needed it to be ADA compliant for her to be able to move around and essentially live a healthy and vibrant life. The problem is that it was about $25,000 to $30,000 worth of construction work, and she was going to put it all on credit cards. And so she needed to ask God for a real serious moment of breakthrough. And so what did she do? She partnered with the church. And she said, I need prayer for this. She stepped out in faith. God told her to call some old coworker that she used to work for before COVID to do some of the construction. She gets to the point where she goes for the invoice because she just hasn't received the invoice. And so she emails the company. She says, I need the invoice so I can start, you know, planning to pay for all of the incredible things that you guys have done. And they email something back, and they said, it's the weirdest thing. We can't seem to find it. Some guy with like a red suit and a sack over his shoulder took the bill, and we just can't seem to find it back. She had an extensive need that only God could cover the gap for. She prayed with her church, her community. God wiped the extensive bill out of existence. She now lives in a home that's not only what she desired, but they did above and beyond, almost $35,000 worth of work free to her. Why? Because she believed enough to say, God, this is crazy, but I believe this is what you've called me to do. I need a better way of living, and this is the only way through, and he covered every single expense. I wonder what we are doing right now that is belittling what God wants to do in our lives. What is it that you need breakthrough for this year? There's another couple in our South Bay location. For the last 3 years on their vision builders and their dream cards, they put that they've wanted to buy a home. This last October, they put an offer in on a home that had 37 other offers on it. And this was not the first, and this was not the highest, and theirs did not have the best terms. Yet something told the seller that they wanted that person to buy the house. They've now moved into that new home, and they have purchased a house in Los Angeles, which has been on their dream card for 3 years. Against all odds, against 36 other offers, theirs was accepted. You could tell them that it was luck, but they'll tell you that it was God, because they were audacious enough to believe that God had put something on the inside of their heart to own a home so that they can open it up and create a space for people to experience his love. They bought it for a purpose, friends. I'm believing that God wants to do something in our lives, some form of breakthrough, but are you going to put it down here today? I believe some of us, before we even walked in here, the dream that you have on there, you need to scratch it off. What are you truly believing for? Don't set something in your own strength. Some of us have put breakthrough down that really isn't breakthrough. It's just discipline. Be disciplined on your own, but pray for God to do something incredible in your life. Don't scratch the surface of what God has for you. Dive into the depths of the possibility. Make impossible possible this year. Write it down, step out in faith, and believe that God is going to move on your behalf. Amen? Awesome. The last thing is this, and the worship team can come and lead me. Lead me. Who can you commit to sharing your faith in Jesus with this year? Who can you commit to sharing your faith with? Sharing our faith is, as a Christian, it's not a mere suggestion. It is a fundamental aspect of who God has called us to be. Jesus in the Great Commission commands us, doesn't suggest to us. He says, go and make disciples of all nations. He doesn't say any other stipulation upon it. He doesn't say, go once you have your life together. He doesn't say go once you've gotten X, Y, and Z. He doesn't say go once you know this amount of scripture, once you pray this much. He says go and make disciples of all nations. The first two things are, what is God going to do through you? And what is God going to do in you and for you? The last one is where we go beyond ourselves. And if I'm being honest, this is the toughest one. All of us have heard stories of the people who have like shared their faith. I don't know about you, but like I grew up in church. I don't have some like crazy testimony where I was like strung out on drugs and then the Lord like saved me in a cloud of fury or something. That's awesome. My testimony is that I didn't have to experience that. But sometimes I get caught up in comparison around whose their story is or my story versus the fact that God has placed me somewhere and around someone that doesn't know him. Who are you going to share your faith with this year? This doesn't look like, I have that meme that comes to mind where it's like, do you know who Jesus Christ is, your Lord and Savior? As you like chase somebody. That's not what this moment looks like. It might for you, if that's how God's called you to do it. I doubt it. What this looks like is it looks like being Christ in somebody's life. He was consistent, he was loving, he was persistent, and he was aware. We all have coworkers, we all have family members who don't know Jesus. What I'm looking for this year as I look at this, who can I commit to sharing my faith with Jesus? Who can I go on the journey to knowing more so that one day, it could be in January or it could be in December, there's a moment when that person asks me, how are you like you are? How do you have the knowledge that you have? How do you have the solutions to every problem that I seem to have? I want to be consistent in people's lives this year. But here's the thing about this question and the reason why we have it. It's because just like you have been gifted uniquely and made to be only you by God, one of the main reasons is because you reach people that only you can reach. Every single one of us have people around our lives that don't know him. And every single one of us have a mandate to go and make disciples. So what would it look like this year if you put this name down and you just committed to having them over to your house once a month for dinner? Not to have worship sessions and prayer meetings, but what if you just had them over to just have conversations with them and get to know them? What if you had coffee with somebody once a month, every other week? What would it look like if our entire church just said, I am focusing on one person this year to disciple, to bring closer to Jesus? And even if that person doesn't believe them, but they open up about a struggle they have in their marriage and you're able to share some wisdom with them. This is a moment where you're just moving them a little bit closer towards Jesus. You know what I would love for us as a community to do? I'd love for us to look at this name like they are at the 0-yard line of a football field. And every time we meet with them, we just want to get them 1 yard closer to the goal. And that is not always going to be Jesus, I am confessing you as the Lord and Savior of my life. Sometimes it's going to be a, that's interesting. 1 step closer. Hey, can I pray for you? Sure. 1 step closer. Every single one of us has someone in our life that God has placed there. Sometimes we trick ourselves, we overcomplicate this, and we're like, I don't know how to say X, Y, and Z. Trust. Step out in faith this year and believe that God has put you in that person's life for a reason, because I sure do. And I know that there's people in my life that he's put me there for a reason. Is it easier because I have a title in front of my name? Absolutely not. Matter of fact, it's harder. I picked up a hobby so I could just tell people I'm a podcaster instead of a pastor when I meet them, because immediately they go, oh. You have been created by God for a reason. You have been placed in their life. And I'm believing that this year, is going to be a year where you see that person come to know him on the second or third row, and they raise their hand when Pastor Jake or whoever's on this platform says, do you want to give your life to Jesus? And they raise their hand. You're going to go, oh my gosh, this is incredible. And most importantly, immediately they will have a genuine connection in the church to keep them there, to keep them going. And they will realize in a moment the investment that you've made into their lives. The majority of Jesus' miracles happened on the way to somewhere. As we go through 2024, I don't want us to be so focused on what we need that we miss all of the miracles along the way. And there are people in your life, and every person that comes to know to Jesus is an absolute, bona fide, complete miracle. Because they were once dead, but now they are alive. Just like you and I. Because why? We just said, Jesus, your will be done. So where are we going this year? Where are we heading? Well, I believe as we commit these dreams today, that we're heading in God's direction. That as we look at God, what do you want to do through us? What am I believing for you to do in my life? And who are you calling me to reach this year? That I believe that as we consecrate this year in just a moment, that we are going to have the greatest year of our existence. But here's what it takes. It takes writing it down as the first step, praying with the team down the front, and then it takes one step in front of the other. These cards go home with you for a reason. This is not to get thrown in the back seat to be found as you're cleaning your car out in 6 months. This is to go somewhere where you can look every single day and go, Lord, your will be done, your kingdom come. Amen.
You've been listening to the C3 Los Angeles podcast. If you found today's message helpful, we encourage you to share it with a friend and consider rating it. If you'd like more information about our church or details on how to get connected to a neighborhood group, head to c3losangeles.com. We love you. Thanks for tuning in with us.